Welcome to Gay Geek Bizarre Show, episode 76, and it's a Thursday, January 4th, 2018. I am Nard.
And this is Ray, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year, Maynard.
Happy New Year, Ray.
Yes, it's our first episode of the year. I hope you guys had a good Christmas, holiday, Hanukkah, whatever celebration you just did.
Kwanzaa.
And also New Year's. New Year's Eve was really fun also. So, that's the 31st. We went to Shahram and Jaime. We had a great time, right?
I almost didn't have a great time.
Why not?
Because the person that I wanted to kiss at midnight didn't get there until like 5 minutes till midnight.
Oh, okay. So this
they made it in time, just in time. But I was getting a little worried there. I was starting to sweat it. I thought I was going to kiss a bear or something.
Yeah, it was fun. But then this time, you know, I've observed, I don't know if Shahram is listening to this, but it's funny because every year they always run out of Diet Coke. So I had to bring our own Diet Coke.
Oh, we brought Diet Coke too.
We brought Diet Coke. Yeah. And it ran out, right?
Yeah.
It ran out on us too. So it's a good thing. Yeah. Plenty of Diet Coke this time. Because the past 2 years I've been going, we always, you know, there's always alcohol, beers and everything. But for people who don't want to drink, you know, just
old people.
Old people. That's right. All right. So Happy New Year, everyone. And one of the things, probably I'll talk about it later, and some plans coming up soon. But before that, what did you guys do?
We can talk about that right before the discussion.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, which one? This one?
No, further down. Scroll. No, down. That's up there.
Oh.
So you can talk about your thing, and then that'll lead into that pretty much.
What do you mean? What exactly are you saying? I did not get involved in any kind of orgy.
What?
Oops. Uh-huh. That's right. Anyway, so before we go on, what's up with you? What did you get? What did Santa give you this year?
For I got a really good Christmas. I got the entire Cards Against Humanity set, and I got a Catan Seafarers expansion pack.
Mm-hmm.
So that was pretty good. So that was very good.
Yeah.
So went and watched a couple of movies. Did you watch any movies? Or what did you get for Christmas? Sorry.
Oh, I got a couple of shirts and everything. That's really nice of Mike. But then one of the best ones is we're going to North American Bear Weekend in Kentucky, in Lexington, Kentucky. That's where it is. It's a bear run. It's my first bear run for how many years now? 3 or 4 years now. I haven't been to a bear run for many years. And I'll get to go to a bear run this time. And one of the reasons why it's Kentucky. I've never been to Kentucky. So it's one of the states I haven't been. So if I go there, then that means I'll have two more states to go.
Oh, okay.
So,
you know. And it's been so long as Hyman's grown back.
That's right. What?
So have you watched any good movies over the holidays?
Yes. Actually, Mike and I actually got to watch Star Wars. We got to watch Star Wars with we didn't go 3D or anything. Yeah, we did go 3D. But, you know, you can watch it in 2D. It doesn't really matter. But it was good. I really enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. It had some things that I wasn't like, okay, I think I need to go see it again because there's some stuff. I was like, okay, I'll see what they're doing. So, but anyway.
Yeah.
All I did. Also went and saw, everybody's been talking about it because it's getting some award buzz, is Call Me By Your Name. Have you seen that one yet?
No, not yet. I think you invited me to go, but I couldn't go at that time.
Yeah, you were busy. So if you haven't seen that, if you get to see it in your city, go look at it. It's a very good movie. So, and I also saw The Shape of Water.
That's something Mike and I wanted to watch also, but one of these days.
It was good. It was kind of odd because Guillermo del Toro. It's a little bit different. It was almost like a cross between La La Land and Hellboy.
There was singing?
Yes. There was a singing and dancing number.
I thought there's just Hellboy-like.
It's kind of like cross between Hellboy and La La Land.
Interesting.
So, but it was pretty good. So.
Okay.
So now, speaking of you going to Kentucky for a bear run,
which
we got a little discussion this week that popped up, and I thought we wanted to pull this outside of something because it's pretty interesting. The discussion is orgies are for more than just banging. How do you feel about that, Maynard?
I think it's enjoyable for everyone around. I've never been like on an orgy, so I wouldn't know.
You've been to a bear run. There's always orgy going on.
I've seen orgies before in a bear run, but I've just watched at some point.
Right.
Allegedly.
The article starts like this, and you can all find, of course, you can find all the stories we're talking about posted on the Gay Geek Bizarre Facebook page. So, have you gone through substantial life changes recently, Nard?
No, not really. Well,
apparently this guy, he's gone through some stuff, and he said the debauchery is what got him through it all.
Oh, okay.
So he says, Elizabeth Bishop was wrong. The art of losing is hard to master. There are a few situations in life where we are forced to lose the things we want with enough frequency to really help us nail the choreography of abandonment. Few, but not none. I would argue that there is one place where you can only learn to let go of a good thing, but actively relish in the act of watching them move on without you. If you want to learn how to grieve, dear reader, you should get yourself to an orgy.
What? Really? That's an advice? Okay.
So, I remember there was a bear sex party mailing list I'd signed up for. God bless New York. For the straight still in the building, this was an organized sex party for scruffy, bearded gay men and their admirers. I checked in and I was in luck. There was, in fact, one that night in Midtown, and it was just $20 to go in. It seems redundant to point out that I had a lot of sex at the orgy, but what came over me by the end of the night was an incredible sense of tranquility. The very nature of a large group sex situation meant that the 2 minutes after I'd finished 69 a hot guy, I came back to find him being fucked by someone else. And you know what? I was thrilled for them. In that moment, I understood New York, like the hot man currently being penetrated in front of me, had been mine for a time. It had been beautiful, joyous, and just a tad salacious. And now it was somebody else's turn. Somebody just as deserving as me. And the writer of this, he was having to leave New York because his visa had run out. And he'd been working, and his visa ran out, so he's having to go back wherever he's from. So, and he was really kind of depressed about it, and had some other stuff come on going. But he was talking about that just going to an orgy, and letting himself go, and having a bunch of debauchery, unbridled pleasure helped him get through and realize some stuff.
So he went. Okay, so being in an orgy freed him.
Freed him.
Wow.
And I've kind of noticed, you know, reading this, when you read the whole article, it reminds me of like doing bear, you know, I bring up bear runs but like Bear Watch, there were guys that were having group sex and people were watching and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I always thought it was interesting. Why would you want to do a group thing? Because I'm more one-on-one.
Yeah.
I don't mind watching, but I'm more of a one-on-one person. And I have a very narrow type kind of. So,
yeah.
But I remember some of these people I got thinking about, and I was like, well, you know, some of these guys live out in remote country areas where they don't get to hook up randomly.
Yeah.
Like where people here in the city, you know, it's an app and like 5 minutes you're overdone and out.
Yeah.
So them coming to this is their release. They get to be their sexual selves. They get to let that side of themselves out. So I thought it was kind of interesting that this guy was kind of using this as a way to move forward with him. And I can relate this to other people that I know that have gone through this and are using it to relieve, to be that person that they're usually not.
So you're just mentioning this article because of a friend who did this before. Or, I don't know, or friends.
Alleged friends.
Alleged.
So
your advice, Ray, is
I'm not giving any advice. I just thought it was interesting.
It's Ray finds it interesting for someone to become free, you have to be in an orgy.
And I don't think that's something that I don't think I don't think I can let go that much, to be in a room full of guys.
I don't think I can either. I mean, I'm a one-on-one person.
I have sexual hang-ups as it is, but I don't think that is one thing I could do. I could probably watch it all night long and have a good time.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But participate would be a different thing.
Yeah, that's different. So, I don't think so either.
I've seen the videos on Tumblr and other stuff where these guys go to houses and they're just having a big orgy and people just come in, strip off, put their stuff in a bag, and then go bang, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am.
Yeah.
And go to the next one and have a good time. And I was just like, I get it. I kind of understand that. And after reading this article, it made a lot more sense that these guys, this is their release. This is something, because you don't really know I'm assuming some of the people I'm pretty sure most orgies, you don't know the people at it. Or if you do, you know.
Okay.
So that would even make it more weird for me. But what do y'all think? What are your orgy experiences? What do y'all,
let
you be free, or does it help you get through stuff, or do you use it as therapy? Kind of like this guy did.
Therapeutic.
Therapeutic.
Use orgy for therapy. So therapeutic orgy. Maybe that's a good title for this.
We need to get a psychiatrist to prescribe that.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
All right.
On to the gay.
This is great because this is a Texas governor running for sheriff. And
no, this is a Latina sheriff running for Texas governor.
Oh, the right way around. Texas governor, yeah. She's a sheriff running for Texas governor, to be a Texas governor, but she is special. Lupe Valdez is a gay Latina sheriff running for Texas governor, and she could win even if she loses. I don't even know what that means. We'll find out.
Read the article.
So, Guadalupe. Valdez was making the rounds in jeans and purple blouse on a recent Sunday at Norma's Cafe, a popular diner packed with a diverse mix of Texans. The week before, Valdez, the state's first openly gay and first Latina sheriff, with almost four terms under her belt as a Dallas County's top cop, she's a top cop, announced that she was resigning to run for governor in a crowded Democratic primary. She's the front runner with the potential to boost party voter registration and turnout long term, especially among Latinos. Though Valdez is unlikely to beat Republican Greg Abbott, a popular governor in a red state with $50 million to spend, she could benefit from the backlash against Trump mobilizing Latino voters. Yeah, she could win.
Yeah.
We're giving people hope, Valdez said. A lot of people have written off Texas. So Valdez, 70, is no stranger to adversity. She grew up in San Antonio, the youngest of eight children in a Mexican-American family, migrating with her parents to work the fields. She waited tables to put herself through Southern Nazarene University, then joined the Women's Army Corps. She was not openly gay at the time, but had friends who were gay or were spotted at gay bars and dishonorably discharged as a result. So she came out later in life in stages, living more openly in the 1990s, attending a gay-friendly church, working for the federal government, and worrying less about the career implications of, as she rose through the ranks, becoming a senior agent with the Department of Homeland Security in 2002. So Valdez, this is a long article. Okay. How long is this? Oh, my God.
That's it. Let's keep reading.
Okay. This is pretty much it. So she understands. Wait, where is she? Oh, yeah. Valdez, who announced last month that she was resigning as sheriff to run for governor, said her campaign will be focused on economic issues that concern blue-collar families and the elderly, those who worked their way up like she did, subsisting at times on peanut butter and jelly, making sure they paid the rent, cleaned up for church, and prayed over their meals the way she and others did at Norma's. I've been to Norma's. I've eaten there before. I remember that. She understands that what those folks are going through and what they need, what their families are all about, Hinojosa said. The only reason Texas is not a blue state is because the huge Latino population in this state has not turned out the way it should and the way it has in the states like California. Traditional Latino Republican voters could abandon the party because of Trump and vote Democrat. It's possible here in Texas. Oh, my God. Yeah. Or the sleeping giant would awaken and new Latino voters would vote Democrat, Nierman said. What Lupe Valdez is going to try to do is engage the Latino community that 2018 is a stepping stone, said Jones. The key for Democrats will be that the Valdez candidacy is not a one-off, that it sets things up for another candidate in 2022. It's interesting because it's going to be, a gay Latina in the governor office. If it happens. I mean, there's a strong possibility.
Well, a lot of people thought that Anise Parker from Houston would try to run, but she didn't. So I think she'd get tired of public life. So
yeah, I think Anise Parker, she did a good job. She did a good job as mayor.
So
yeah, I think so too. Anyway.
Okay,
lots of gays.
I told you we had a lot of gays. Okay. Usually it's hard to find gay articles, but it's not stupid. But we had we got some very good ones this week. So.
All right.
Of course, we've been off for 2 weeks, so they kind of piled up.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, guys. We were away for 2 weeks.
Yeah, we took a break. A holiday break.
So. Because, it's holidays a couple of weeks ago, so we wanted to take a break.
And this is another Texas, Houston specific. Texas couple claims a kiss got them booted from an Uber driver's car. A gay Texas couple says an Uber driver left them by the side of the road after they shared a quick kiss inside the car. Randall McGill, 28, and Jose Chavez, 26, said they were on their way home from a holiday party at a friend's house in Houston at the time of the incident last week. The men, who got engaged in December, told Click to Houston that they were seated in two seats divided by an aisle in the driver's minivan when they leaned in for a quick kiss. I wasn't doing anything that I wouldn't have done in public. I'm not going to embarrass myself or my fiancé by any means, McGill told the television station. At that point, the driver, who has not been identified in media reports, asked the men to stop kissing, Chavez said. He said, I can't take you no more. He was like, I'm going to have to drop you guys off. And we said, that's fine, Chavez says. I was upset. I'd never been told not to kiss or anything. Although the driver claimed that he was previously asked a heterosexual couple to stop kissing in his car, too, Chavez and Maggie believe they were targeted because they were gay. The men called another Uber driver to take them home after being booted from the car, but they were not likely to use the service again. I've never heard of anyone being asked to stop kissing anywhere, especially when it's just a peck on the lips, McGill said. I was super disappointed. An Uber spokeswoman told Huffington Post that the company, which has a clear non-discrimination policy, was investigating the incident. This is very concerning to us, and we take these types of reports seriously, said the spokeswoman said. The company, she added, will take appropriate action once the investigation is completed. In 2016, the company fired an Australian driver who was caught on tape using homophobic and threatening language towards a same-sex couple.
You know, that's the problem with these Uber drivers. They don't realize that. They don't realize that they don't only rate their people. People rate them. And of course, he will have a backlash.
I think they know that. And I think, but the whole deal is when they don't do that much background screening for these people. And I don't think they get much, from what I understand talking to drivers, they don't get that much on-the-job training.
They don't get that, but they do have screening.
They have screening.
They have a level of screening.
But I don't think it's a deep in screening like you would go in and say, okay, you understand you're working in a city with a lot of gays.
Yeah.
You might be doing
training. Yeah,
like sensitivity training.
Sensitivity, yeah. I see what you're saying.
So,
yeah, it's really sad that it happens even in Houston. Yeah. Maybe we know them. Do we know these guys? They're in Houston, so we probably know them.
I didn't recognize their faces. So.
Oh, okay. But anyway, okay, let's go to the next gay. Oh, my God, how many gays do we have?
Just read it.
All right, okay. So many gays.
We're trying to keep track.
Okay, this was a story a couple of weeks ago, but we just wanted to bring it up because, you know, it's a gay wrestler. It's a big bear. Oh, my God, it's a big bear gay wrestler. Okay, so Beefcake Pro Wrestler Mike Parro says, I'm gay. The 34-year-old, he's very young, 34-year-old pro wrestler from Orlando just made a big reveal. He's gay, 6'4" and 300 pounds of him. I've always known I'm gay, Parro says. It's like, well, it's not as high as the mountain. The mountain is about 7 feet.
That's why I said the little mountain.
Oh, little mountain, okay. I've always known I'm gay, Parro tells Gay Star News in an exclusive new interview that was never questioned in my mind. Growing up, I went to a Catholic school all my life. My mom's a Sunday school teacher. I came from a small town in upstate New York. It didn't have a flourishing gay community. The only exposure I saw of any gay culture was extremely effeminate, and that was what was on TV. I'm not like Jack on Will and Grace, so I'm not gay. Parro, who can deadlift 700 pounds, bench over 545 pounds, and run 40 yards in 4.9 seconds, says he kept his sexuality hidden for years instead focusing on manly stuff to keep himself distracted and others from becoming suspicious. I played football and did manly stuff. It wasn't because I was gay. Those were the things I gravitated to, competitive stuff. He also tried dating women at first. This worked, but over time he realized that the relationships simply weren't satisfying for him and weren't fair for his partners. It wasn't
it's like Chinese food. Once you eat it 2 hours later, you're just wanting something else.
Really? The cliche. Mm-hmm. It wasn't until he was in his late 20s that he started exploring his sexuality. Unfortunately, his first experiences dating men didn't go so well either. Oh, my God. Poor guy. Gay men can be the meanest, cruelest people you've ever met in your life. Oh, my God. I was fat, I was ugly, I'm a closet case, and at the time, I was just looking to understand what's going on. And so that put me further back in the closet than going forward. So I buried myself in wrestling and focused on my career, and I had some success, but that was always in the back of my mind. Harrow says eventually he sunk into a deep depression. He felt like a liar and a fraud for keeping his true identity a secret. He began drinking heavily and having thoughts of suicide. He even tried conversion therapy. It was an absolute joke, he recalls. So yeah, it's interesting that we have a gay wrestler coming out. I mean, okay.
Well, he's not the only gay wrestler because we've had a gay wrestler. Well, a weightlifter.
We had a gay weightlifter. We had on Bear Podcast many years ago. Yep. So yeah,
is he still in Houston?
I think so.
I haven't seen him for a while. So.
Yeah, still being looking booky.
We ought to hook these two up. They could help each other out.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Could deadlift each other, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, good for you, Mr. Paro. Be gay, and please go to North American Bear Weekend, because I'm going to be there. Right. Please go over.
So, I just want the honorable mention out here, because this was hilarious this morning. Mike Pence swears in Doug Jones as gay son looks on. In a triumph turn of events last month, voters elected Democrat Doug Jones to the U.S. Senate seat in Alabama over accused sexual predator and known homophobe Roy Moore. Shortly after the win, Jones's son Carson Jones, who at the time said he couldn't be proud of his dad, confirmed to the Advocate that he was gay. On Wednesday, Carson Jones stood side by side with his dad as his father took the Senate oath of office, administered virulently homophobe VP Mike Pence. Shortly after, Carson Jones, who goes by the Dapper Zookeeper on his Instagram page, which includes celebratory photos of his day his father won the election, pride photos, and a picture of him meeting Lance Bass at a gay bar, posted a photo that they were taking, which appears to be staring directly at Pence. And you can see the daggers coming out of each other's eyes.
I know.
But they've taken the pics, and there have been a bunch of memes on it today showing up all over Facebook. That's why I mentioned it, because it's one of those interesting things. So.
Okay, so it's just really funny because Pence, you know, Mike Pence is really, really homophobic, isn't he? He doesn't like the gays.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens in a couple of months when he's just sworn in, so he's now
active senator
now. Okay,
yeah. So we'll see how it goes. And the gay son is cute if y'all haven't seen him, very cute.
All right, let's go to the geek. Oh my god, at last. Okay, here we go. This is important because Ray has just been watching Netflix, and we both are Apple users, so chances of Apple acquiring Netflix in 2018 are increasing. Wow, Netflix is a very big company, and wow, I almost thought Netflix is as big as Apple, but I guess Apple can still buy Netflix. Okay, so the likelihood that Apple will acquire Netflix is now at 40%. Per a report from Citi and analysts, President Trump's corporate tax cut is the reason for this increase in interest. According to Business Insider, the new corporate tax cut, along with a one-time allowance for companies to repatriate cash stored overseas without worrisome hits, will provide Apple with more money, which could be put towards purchasing new companies. And they're going to buy Netflix. And for the report, Apple has around $252 billion only. That's it. That's all that they have. With the majority of it stored under foreign jurisdiction, Apple would need only a third of that cash to purchase the streaming giant. Talks around Apple possibly buying Netflix have run rampant for the past year or so. However, at the time, a deal between the two seemed highly unlikely with the corporate tax cut. Yeah, everybody's talking about the tax cut this year, right? Mm-hmm. So, however, the circumstances have changed. As of right now, it doesn't appear that the two have even entered any sort of official talks, meaning a deal is still a ways off from happening, though Apple appears to be inching closer to doing so. While streaming services such as Hulu and Netflix have taken off over the years with the aid of original content, Apple has struggled to grow its platform outside of iTunes. Purchasing Netflix, which just last year announced plans to spend $1 billion in original programming this year, would allow Apple to the opportunity to expand its reach. Apple's potential acquisition of Netflix comes after Fox and Disney have struck a deal for the Mouse House to acquire a majority of Fox. That deal, of course, is still about out from being finalized, though it looks to be just one of many possible acquisitions to take place this year. So this is big.
Yeah.
Apple one of the biggest companies, well, the one of the biggest company in the world is going to apply, acquire a big company, Netflix themselves. Yeah. And oh my God, that's going to be like.
Well, it's kind of, they're kind of turn, like doing like Google does. Google under ABC is going and acquiring all these companies to boost its revenue and diversify what it's doing. So I don't see why Apple shouldn't do it, because God knows what else are they going to do with the iPhone.
Well, for one thing, Apple, if they buy, because I think Apple at some point, they do want to do, to make their own content and curate videos and movies and everything. It's just that the buy a video buying model, business model, is it really working? People would rather stream. I would rather stream Netflix. I would rather stream Hulu if I ever had the chance. If you have Sling TV or even DirecTV Now, or even HBO Now, if you have all those, you just stream everything that you want. And what's the point of actually buying videos? I mean, it's so antiquated.
Well, I was reading an article the other day that said by 2013, TVs will be extinct because everything will be on demand. Because the generation, the kids that are growing up now, they'll be in full force then.
And you're talking about the broadcast TV.
Broadcast TV and stuff. It'll all be on demand. There won't be TV stations and all this kind of stuff. So it'll all be on demand content.
And it's happening now.
I mean, it's getting that way now, but it's going to take till, what's 20, 30, another 15 years for that to work through. And most of the what we know is go away. And it might drag out for a little bit longer, but I thought it was interesting that report said that.
So you just reminded me of something, because sometimes my cable box, I still have a cable box, guys. So I have a cable box, you know, it's a DVR thing. Sometimes it doesn't connect well. What I do sometimes is I go online on the HTPC. I have a computer on my TV and hook that up and watch videos that way. I know I use a mouse and everything, but it turns out it's even more reliable going through the internet than using the cable box itself.
Yeah.
So we're coming to that point that, you know, not, even though you go through Comcast or Fios or Google Fiber or whatever internet provider that you have, that eventually TV broadcasting would become obsolete and it's just going to be all streaming. It could still be live. It could still be live, but you can watch it online. Yeah.
Well, I think the whole thing that's going to happen is, like, I kind of like the whole streaming thing where, like, if there's a show I like, I can go pay $20 and see the whole season. Mm-hmm. And watch the whole season, whether it comes out one at a time or they release them all at one time and I binge watch like I do it, like you do on Netflix with stuff. So I think it's going to be interesting that way, because, I mean, there's a lot of shows I could care less about on TV and stations. And, like, cable for me is a overexpense thing. I mean, there might be four or five channels on the cable that I actually watch all the time.
Yep.
Home and Garden Network, Food Channel, AMC, whatever. But most of that stuff I
record. Sci-fi.
I'll watch sci-fi some. I've gotten away from that for a while because Netflix and some other things have taken up my sci-fi stuff. So
okay.
So, but anyway, on to the bazaar.
Let's go to the bazaar.
Okay.
Oh my God.
What did we get stuck in our rectums last year?
None for me. Sorry. None.
If it's Christmas, it must be time to learn what Americans shoved inside itself. The only worthwhile holiday tradition pushes on. All reports are taken from the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission's database of emergency room visits, and they're occasionally not for the faint of spirit. It may offer some universally good piece of advice that would make sure that the base is flared. So this is what's been found in the rectums this year. A golf ball. Peanut butter jar.
What?
Spray
bottle. Spray bottle.
We know people. Spray bottle. Curtain rod. Stuck a toy up his rectum because he thought he was constipated. Toothbrush. Toothbrush holder.
Wait, toothbrush, the bristle side?
I don't know. Just says a toothbrush. Toothbrush holder. Floss container. Mouthwash bottle. Ugh. At a party having fun with his male friends, someone put a shot glass up his rectum. Ugh. Small wooden knick-knack. It's like that macaroni cheese man, you know? Mm-hmm. Screwdriver. Plastic fork. Toy missile. Plastic vibrating dildo. Cannot turn off.
Oh, no. Oh, God.
Attempted to dislodge a dildo from his anus using a letter opener. Mm-hmm. Cigar tube to relieve hemorrhoids. Feeling lonely and used a mascara container in a plastic bag put in rectum. Tin cup. A hairbrush. Was drinking with friends and got into experimenting. Air freshener container stuck in anus.
Oh, my God. That's really thick.
Marbles. A large bottle of shampoo. Sat in the bathtub and felt something go inside her anus. Mm-hmm. Cat food can.
Oh my God, on the leg, the length side. The,
I don't know. Bag of oral tobacco, water bottle, and rectum. Does this reduce anxiety? 3 AA batteries, 2 AAA batteries, a D battery. Patient said, I have a coin in my ass from a month ago.
Oh, no, he never released it. Oh, my God. Okay, so what have you guys put in your ass lately? Yeah. Is that even a good question to ask, y'all?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Nothing. Nothing for me either. All right, let's go to, what is this? What horrible things do, oh.
What horrible things did we do with our penises last year?
Really?
Really.
Okay, what horrible things did we do to our penises last year, okay?
We did rectum, we got to do penis.
Okay, we did ass, now it's penis. If Christmas is all about putting stuff into butts, New Year's Day is the day to read about the many methods of absolute destruction of America's dick and balls, and to be thankful it wasn't you, unless it was. All patient descriptions taken verbatim from the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission's database of emergency room visits. God, it's always, you know what, I have to interview one of my doctor friends because he's in a trauma unit. Maybe sometimes they would have some kind of a story of people inserting things in their asses or penises. Okay, so penis laceration, jumping over fence, doing parkour, put a rubber around penis and had been there for 2 days.
Do you need some Viagra for your mic stand there, Maynard?
Yeah, it's falling down. Wiped penis with towel with bleach on it. Oh my God, that's real painful. Was roller skating and accidentally skated into the leg of a table and injured penis. Ugh, these are painful. Put a lollipop in his underpants so mom couldn't see him. Take it to school where there were ants under wrapper penis. Under wrapper, penis is in pain. Penis pain, insect bites. Oh my God.
So that sounded like a little kid.
Yeah, it's a little kid who did that. Swimming in pool. Tried to kick off wall, kicked self in testicle instead.
How do you do that? I mean, my balls are big and they hang, but I don't think I've ever kicked my own self in the balls.
Oh no. I never did either. So, dropped a textbook on his left testicle at school, then hit it on a vice. During shop class.
That was just a bad day in being high school.
Yep. Playing badminton in gym class when he accidentally hit himself in the testicles with a racket. Oh, that's that can happen. Recovering from basketball penis injury, was having intense penetrative intercourse and noticed penile swelling. Really? Penis injury? Oh, he was having sex with okay.
Apparently he got it. Knocked in the penis with the basketball.
Yeah, and then having sex with it, and it started swelling. Mm-hmm. Hit penis doing bicep curls, 20-pound dumbbells. Oh, my God. Was at the gym getting a 45-pound weight on a standing pole and sustained a crush injury into the top of this penis. Oh, that's painful. That's why you have to wear a jock strap when you're, so it's, you know, protected upwards. Heavy pile of CDs fell on penis. Testicle pain after wearing tight pants. Moving a heavy flower pot and it tipped over into testicles. Riding bicycle and got a hanger caught in tire spoke, causing penis to hit into handlebars. Oh my God. Stepped over a bucket, hit left testicle on rim of bucket. Playing basketball, sliding into base, hit testicles on base. Oh my God. Jumped.
Baseball, not basketball.
Yeah. Playing baseball, sliding into base, yeah. Jumped out of bed between his two dogs. One of them bit his penis. Oh, my God.
Nip.
Oh, my God.
That
happens. Wait a second.
That's probably pretty regular.
He was naked, wasn't he?
Probably. Or he had on light shorts. Because, like, a dog almost bit your penis off.
A what? Who?
A dog.
Oh, yeah, a dog. One time. Yep. Oh, I was carrying this bag of chicken wings, and a dog. You know, I was going to visit my friend Patrick and he bit me on the leg. It was almost near my penis. Okay, so riding his horse when he fell off and was stepped on by horse on penis. Oh, my God.
That had to hurt.
Went into the bathroom and at home, did not turn the light on and ran into the door hitting his penis. Again, he was naked.
Okay. Well, no, he's in underwear and you just go in and you don't not paying attention. I guess the door opened funny in his bathroom and he ran into the door.
Fell off the toilet.
Okay.
having sex with his girlfriend while she was wearing underwear and sustained a penis laceration. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So if you're having sex and you just set aside your penis on the side, sorry, the panty on the side, yeah, that could probably, you know,
cause
some scratching. Penis caught in foosball table. Oh, how does that happen? Was sliding down. Bouncy house slide and was kicked by children running
nice.
Up. Nice. Burns to penis. Patient struck a match to a cup of gasoline that exploded. Oh, my God. Was hit in the pubic area by a glass vase that fell. Penis laceration. Put a plastic bottle on penis during masturbation and is stuck. You just need to plastic.
You could cut the end of it off because it's got a vacuum on it. That was stupid. That sounded like some teenager.
Okay.
It could be somebody older, but that sounds like a teenager thing.
Sustained genital edema after placing a piece of PVC pipe in his penis before an orgy 6 days ago. 6 days ago. Blood from penis after being squeezed by elastic waist of pants. Wow. Was at friend's house and someone threw a shoe at his testicles.
This guy's horse playing.
Yeah. Having testicle pain walking upstairs after being hit with soccer ball, sticks, rocks thrown by friends 7 days ago. Oh, my God. Poor
That's
guy.
Horse play.
They don't like him. Using the toilet, patient's brother shut the lid down on the patient's penis. Oh.
That sounds like two little kids.
Yeah. No, it's actually it's a patient. So, must be having a hard time just... Yeah. Sealing it. Received a wedgie by underwear by his older brother. Penis pain. Hit in penis by cousin. Swinging at water bottle struck self in right testicle. It's all about testicles and really penis and testicles. Okay. Shaving pubic hair on groin. Penis with electric hair trimmer. Pain from electric shock. Oh my God. Placed metal ring around penis for stimulation. Now unable to remove. Laceration the penis when using electric tool to cut off. Unsuccessful. Went to sit on a bar stool and it flipped over, sustained the contusion to penis. That can happen. That's what you call about the penis, bending your penis on the side and then it becomes bruised and everything. When you bend your penis, that's called contusion. Mm-hmm. So new landlord thought his apt was
apartment.
His apartment was empty, kicked the door down, striking him in the testicles and face. Yeah, that's just dumb then, if he does that.
Well, he probably got free rent for 6 months out of that.
Yeah. Well, yeah, new landlord. Anyway, okay, so I guess that's it. Well, right now, if the video is working, I hope it's working, but right now, this is the first time we did video for Gay Geek Bizarre. I hope you guys are enjoying this on YouTube, or I don't know where I'm going to put it yet. We will see. Okay, so that's it.
That's it.
That's for the show. So special thanks to Caesar for the great articles on Facebook. Thanks, Caesar, for helping us. Happy New Year, Caesar.
That's
facebook.com/gaygeekbizarre. If you want to send us an email, you can send your emails to show@gaygeekbizarre.com.
Or call and leave us a voice message at 281-947-2327. That's 281-947-2327. And we love voicemails, but we never get any.
Hopefully this year we'll get some voicemails.
Yeah. So you can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We're on Google Play, iTunes, and Stitcher Radio.
Yes.
Go to the official website, gaygeekbizarre.com.
That's right. Check us out, gaygeekbizarre.com. Thank you, everyone, for watching or listening. We'll see you guys on the next show. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Bye.